Hey, did you hear that Putin was actually attacking US bioweapons labs that are in Ukraine? That can't be. It's too good to be true. Or is it? I know, I'll do a trusty fact check. So I look up this little fact check right here, and it actually says, yes, there are bioweapons labs there, but they're not funded by the US. But now they're saying Russian invasion of Ukraine risks release of dangerous pathogens? I didn't think there was dangerous pathogens there. Well, if you read on further, it tells you. Oh yeah, but don't worry because it's all part of a threat reduction program designed to help rehabilitate these bioweapons labs into healthy and safe things for the lovely planet. And is that why they're burning these giant piles of documents in a government building in Kiev? Inquiring minds want to know. Here's the deal now, without all the green screen insanity, I haven't quite figured out how to do that yet. So, yes. What happened was, is a couple of my Instagram friends hit me up and they're like, hey, did you see this information about the map? And there's the bombing and then here's the bioweapons labs. And I'm like, I mean, those could be chocolate factories for all I know. I mean, where did you get this map? And I kept trying to see if anybody had the map and I wanted to find out if there was more about it. I was trying to talk to people that live in the country, kind of hitting some dead ends. But then, so I started looking a little bit more, and then boom, up pops a fact check. And I'm just like, oh, okay, let's hear this. Because a lot of times in the coronavirus fact checks, they'll actually tell you the thing you want to know in the fact check. I don't know why they do this. Is it some kind of like message that they're trying to send us for the smart people that can actually listen? Because they're like, actually, those bioweapons labs aren't really in American owned. They're actually owned by Ukraine. So within the fact check, they admitted that the map was real, that they are really bioweapons labs, and they line up with the explosions. But fact check, false, red line meter saying, no, this is totally false because they're actually owned by the Ukraine. But then you go on further, and it's like there's actually an agreement where there's some funding that might be coming from the US, but there's threat, they're all part of a threat reduction campaign where they're trying to rehabilitate these Russian bioweapons labs that were going on during the Cold War. That now they're like helping these poor little bioweapons labs, and we know all these great people that work in the NIH and the WHO and the World Bank and these people that run Ukraine and doing all kinds of crazy stuff over there, Biden and his son, are. It's just such a shit show. I mean, you look at what's going on with this, and then the more you look at it, then it goes, you see another article comes up, like I put in the green screen. It's like, oh, now we're worried that these bioweapons might be released. The day before, they're like, there are no bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And then they're like, well, the bioweapons labs aren't actually owned by America. And they go, well, they're actually part of a American-funded thing that through the Ukraine. And then they're like, wait, some bioweapons might be getting out. Ah, like, I mean, like, they're literally admitting it in the fact check. So I actually wanted to go with this story yesterday and be way ahead of the curve. But out of an abundance of caution, I didn't do it because I didn't want to come out and say something stupid. And to be honest, it seems too good to be true because, I mean, somebody's got to do something. I put a post out a little while back, and it was basically saying that anybody involved in these gain of function things needs to be like rounded up right away because they can have dead man switches that they can put. It's like, oh, you want to do this to me? Well, we've got this little vial that's sitting over a thing in a train station that we're just going to hit a button if I don't log in at a certain time, and you're going to get your release of the deadliest strain of pathogen. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I mean, we live in crazy times. These things are happening. These bioweapons are real, and people are putting them out there. Now, sometimes they're not as effective as they want them to be, but they're learning. They're learning with this Omicron strain, whether it's a white hat, whether it's a black hat, whether it's natural, whether it's not. It's looking like it was a white hat put together as some kind of natural vaccine. But At this point in the game, it's gotten so crazy, we don't know. What we do know, through the fact check, is yes, there were bioweapons labs in the areas that the explosions went off in. They're just not run by the U.S., except for when we are funding them, and we're working in partnership in a threat reduction program. I mean, all of these words are the words you hear them use all the time. They just use these word salads trying to convince you things aren't what they are, but yet still saying it. It's so weird why they don't just come out and just point blank ignore it and just say it's false. Why are you going to say it's false, but it's actually true? I don't really understand what goes on with these fact checks and why they do that. Whether they're just trying to leave the asleep and like let the awake know what's happening. But seriously, this story is actually gaining some serious traction now. I mean, let's look into it. I want to know if anybody out there lives in Kiev or in some of these surrounding places or knows anything. Please follow me on my Instagram. I know people hate Instagram, but I get a lot of traction over there. And it's MattBaker_unhinged. MattBaker_unhinged. Hit me up a DM. We'll do a live. We'll put it on band.video. We'll get your information out there to the world. I'm dying to do interviews with people in country. I want boots on the ground. I want real people that I can believe are humans there. I mean, the better knowledge, the better. You know, if we can find anybody close, maybe we can find someone closer, and then maybe you never know. Maybe someone knows somebody that worked at the lab, or maybe there's a construction worker who knows the guy who painted the lab, or whatever. Like, let's get some real intel here, people, because there's so much BS floating around the internet, and it sucks you get a good story like this, and I can't run with it because I'm too scared that I'm just biting into the psyop myself, you know? It's like, really, somebody's got to do something about these bioweapons labs. And you can't be like, hey, by the way, we're going to be raiding you in a couple of days. No, I mean, the correct thing to do is to incinerate these bitches into freaking dust. I mean, that's literally the right thing to do. The only downside is with the documents burning and such, is we could be losing valuable information about the networks and who the people are that are actually funding these things and where their caches of weapons are and what they're going to be doing with them and who's funding them and who they're working with and what they're, you know, because a lot of these things they actually now have toward, they can beam the information on how to make the virus over to another clandestine lab somewhere in the middle of nowhere in a mountain somewhere, and they just go, here's the information, boom, and they send it off, and they can like resurrect these things like through gene CRISPR and all this kind of stuff. It's above my head, but apparently this is going on. So I mean, these people really need to be dealt with like straight up hardcore terrorists. I mean, at some point some of them need to be interrogated to the point where we can actually find out what's really going on, because I mean, they're gonna have to know we're serious here. We can't just be like, well, what do you say, Fauci? It's like, ah, oh, you're just a fool, you don't know. It's like, no, dude, Fauci, you're gonna talk and you're gonna tell us what you know, okay? And Bill, you're gonna tell us what you know, and Klaus Schwab, you're going to tell us what we know, what we need to know, because we are becoming a very hungry world.
People through the Chinese people through